Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Evolution Radio, where the evolution is the revolution.
But I want to ask you here, because I think this is a question that comes up a lot, especially when it comes to talking about the soul and what role the actual soul plays with us. You know, we have the mind, the body, and some would say the soul, and the connection that it plays in our transformation as becoming gods and goddesses walking on this earth. What is that connection between the soul, and what do we need that for in our transformation?
The soul is all there really is. Everything else is a projection of the soul. And this particular soul, when it starts to wake itself up, which is a sun, S-U-N-S-O-N.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? A star. Every man, every woman is a star. Whenever it starts to wake itself up, it does various things. Some souls are still asleep. So therefore, in place of it, the ego exists and supposes itself to be the individual. That's most people. But then when the soul starts to wake up, it starts to send signals to the consciousness to remember itself. So you start reading, you start studying, and you start, you know, going into this particular consciousness. Now, there's several distractions in there, because when the soul is trying to do it, the ego is still involved. And it's a hard process, because you can get distracted again, which means the ego can go, hey, this soul is waking up, but I still love it. I want to be. I want to exist. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a part of this knowledge that ultimately will wake this soul up, and I'm going to have this person get locked in one of the areas of the knowledge. And it will suppose itself it's being knowledge, but because it is locked into one area, that's nothing but a form of ego. That's why they say master nothing. So the story goes, in the Holy Grail, they got a knight called Parzival. Parzival is a knight who was raised in the country by his mother. His father was a knight. The father gets killed. The mother says, it's a horror story, basically. The father was a knight. The father gets killed. The mother said, I don't want him to be no knight. So she raises him way in the woods. And he plays with nature and everything. And so one day, he's out there in the woods, and he sees a shining knight in a silver shining suit. And he said, oh, my God, that's God. So he runs and tells his mom. He runs and tells his mama. Say, Mom, I want to be a knight. And she almost faints. But she knows he's getting to be 18 now, and she can't hold him forever. So she has one of these plans. She takes him and sews him up a court jester's uniform and says, this is the uniform of a knight. So her plan is when he comes there looking like a clown at King Arthur's court, they will laugh him out of the court, and he will run back home and never want to be a knight again. So he rides off to King Arthur's court. As soon as he rides off, she falls off dead. And the reason why she falls out dead, because when you're on this bridge, if you try to go backwards, you fall. You can never go backwards. You can never go home. So now, so what happens here is, he gets to the court, knight's court, and they are laughing and laughing and laughing at him with this court jester in such a ridiculous outfit, till it gets the ear of King Arthur. Thus, he able to go into, it works the opposite. He's able to go right in front of King Arthur because of this funny outfit. And later on, he ends up becoming a knight. But this is the key. All of the knights were proficient and masters, but they are always masters at one discipline.
Right.
Which means that you're still locked in a box. Whereas Parzival, because he was not raised into knighthood and came from humble origins, he was able to get the Holy Grail when the other ones were not able to get the Holy Grail. The Holy Grail is, i.e., his own soul, and rise to the God level. That's what the mystery is. He is able to get the Holy Grail for the simple fact that by him not mastering the discipline, he was able to ride through all of the disciplines. You see what I'm saying? And get the his own soul. So mastering, you master something, but if you master one section, you're only inflating your ego. By him being the divine fool, which is the tarot card, is called the fool. And it is the only tarot card that can be used throughout the entire deck. It masters all. So that's what the humility is. So in so many words, you have to trick the ego to keep letting you go. So give me an example. Back in 08, back in 98, I produced my Dark Side lectures and started explaining all this stuff based on the dark side.
Right.
Now, I became famous with it, but I could have used it as a theology and say, that's what I'm an expert at, and that's all I'm going to do.
Right.
And I would have got stuck. Hell, I'm talking about fucking archangels now in the relationship. So you never get stuck. You never turn anything into a theology. And that is the reason why most of these systems that people initiate in, they're never going to work because they are only a fragment of something. And ultimately, the ego can latch on to that. So in so many words, the soul sends this particular information so it can get to know itself, so it can remember who it is. You see what I'm saying? But the ego is there for a distraction. But the soul is all there really is. And it's an entire maze between the soul and you. And you. And so what you have to ultimately do is to surrender and give up and say, I don't exist. So what I had to do is I had to get rid of Bobby Hemmings.
Right.
You see, and all that was dear to me. You see, that way you can eliminate the possibility of the ego latching on. Bobby Hemmings ain't around now for the ego to latch on. You see what I'm saying? I ain't got no goddamn scruples. None. No scruples whatsoever. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know.
Peace and blessings, family. This is Healer Afet Miriam Ali. Thank you for joining us. It is June 18, 2018, Monday, Awake with Afet. You are on New Evolution Radio, where the evolution is the revolution. That was Brother Bobby Hemmings. And for those of us who are familiar with Baba Hemmings, we know how he stretches us, how he makes us go further than the limitations that we have usually put ourselves in, specifically around spirituality and our personal growth. So shout out to Brother Bobby Hemmings, and thank you for the work that you have done for so long and raising up so many of us. Those of us that you've touched personally, as well as those of us you have touched just in influence by being able to have access to your lectures. So we appreciate you, Baba, and make sure that you are giving love to your elders. We are going to start this morning, this rising, how we do every single Monday. And we're going to open up with our guided meditation. I just want everybody to take a really deep breath in. Hold it and release. Again, deep breath in. Hold it and release. One more time. Let's take a deep breath in. Hold it and release. I ask that the Creator keeps me as an empty vessel as we go into this show, and I'm going to open up the lines shortly after the song is played, after this guided meditation, and we do a small introduction to what exactly it is that we need to be vibrating on when we are talking about getting your energy and your spirit right. I ask that the Creator keeps me an empty vessel that can deliver whatever messages need to be delivered, and that it is all in productivity, and that we are making sure that we are in alignment with what the Creator has of us, and that we are being our best selves, and even when it gets uncomfortable, having the strength and the endurance to get through. We seek forgiveness. We give forgiveness in the opportunity of how we can manifest exactly the type of life that we want. And I am still letting, we are still letting and allowing and opening ourselves up to ensure that beauty, love, opportunities, everything that is in our favor is where we stay aligned. And when we trip up, knowing that it is all right and we can come back and hold ourselves accountable and learn from that lesson and continue to move forward. We ask that this week brings about all of the greatness that we all desire to have, accomplishing everything that we set out, our goals being met, and knowing that we are one step closer to our dreams. And if we are already living in our dreams, we give thanks to the ancestors for paving the way. We give thanks to the Creator for allowing us to move. And we give thanks to the community for receiving us. We're just going to take some breaths. Take a deep breath in. In. And deep breath out. As we go into the song, I want us all to think about what it is that our spirit and our energy need, what it is that we need to be accountable for, and what it is we need to seek forgiveness for, and who do we need to forgive as well. We're going to go into a quick song, making sure that we're feeling good. Shout out to Teek. Teek is with us this morning, and I have a beautiful announcement for next week. And we will get into that after we get into at the top of our second hour. So we will be right back. Take whatever you feel like playing, sis. Let's take it out, and we will be back after this song.
You're live on Awake with Offset on Evolution Radio.
And we are back. It is Monday, June 18th. You are on Awake with Offset. You just heard the drop on New Evolution Radio, where the evolution is the revolution. Shout out to Teak. Shout out to Joey. Shout out to Jonah. I am the first lady of the station. But I'm not the only lady on the station. We have Sister Teak with us, and I'm excited to announce that she will be joining us on the show next week. I said I was going to wait till the top of the hour, but I couldn't hold it because she came through with that song. I needed to hear that. And so I was like, yes, yes, we got to announce that the sister's coming on. So I'm super, super excited. You guys have heard me shouting out Teak for a couple of weeks now. She's been with us, and she is finally going to actually join us. So you can hear her. You can get her perspective, and our topic is going to be being successful and a secure person. So I'm excited to be able to pick her brain and get her to share what she brings to community outside of holding us down on the board. So we are going to go right into, so make sure that you're with us and be looking out for the flyer. The flyer will be distributed today, so make sure you're looking out for it and you're sharing it. So we're going to go right into the importance of your spiritual and energy alignment before we open it up for callers to get their readings. We are in a very interesting time, and I think we all can recognize that there is an awakening that has happened on the collective global scale for everyone on this planet. And somehow, some way, we are all striving to be better and to find that spiritual understanding, to find the clarity of why our energy works the way it does, what is affecting us, what is impacting us, through our past experiences influence the way that we move spiritually and energetically. Do our DNA, is it, you know, what is it and why does it move? There's this very simple thing that we neglect when it comes to spiritual and energy work, and that is, it's so simple, and we make it hard, and we want to go outside of ourselves all of the time, but the thing that the Creator gave us is choice. And when we are able to take full ownership and full responsibility for the choices that we make, this means we're not blaming anyone, we're not looking for a scapegoat, we are not reacting in a way that is unproductive to who we are spiritually. We are taking full ownership. And this is, it sounds really simple, like just be responsible for the choices that you make, right? But in reality, because of the way that this society is set up, how far removed from nature we actually are, and how we no longer listen to our spirit, we no longer listen to our energy, choices seem burdensome. We want someone else to give us our answers. We want someone else to say to us, you're doing this because of that. We want to have an excuse and a reason behind anything. And the reality is that there is always a reason. However, you always have your choice. And how you choose to show up is independent of anybody else. And this is where the balance of being dependent and being interdependent, right? It's like as soon as you master something, the balance in ensuring that you can actually apply it is that you're letting it go, is that you're letting it fall how it is supposed to fall. So once you get to a level of mastery, you understand that in your mastery, there is a release, there is a ownership in it. There's no need to be holding on to it so dearly that you are selfish with it, right? And there are stages of growth where selfishness is necessary, where ego is necessary. When you continue to grow into your enlightenment and you continue to grow into who you are in your highest vibration, the more you are able to release, the more you are able to let it go, because you understand the law of attraction, the law of compensation, whatever it is, what you put out is what you get back, karma, whatever it is that you call it, right? The more of it that you get an understanding in, the more of it you have to understand you don't know. And this duality of all things often leaves people confused because they want to be able to have and hold something forever. And really the only thing that you can have and hold are your choices. And the thing about choices is that they change. You might have liked chicken last week, and this week you don't like it. And if you can just own that you changed your mind, that you made a choice, maybe you saw what the health, and you decided that you're going to go and become a vegetarian, whatever it is that you are making your decisions in, you are claiming them, and you are not letting any other decision from another entity influence how you are going to maneuver. So if you choose love, right? And these are just principles that often are so simple, they become complex. When someone says, just choose love, if I'm choosing love, this means that you're going to choose love every single time, right? And there is no such thing as hate. It's only fear. So are you choosing love or are you choosing fear? Those are the only two vibrations that true. Everything else is a variation of the other, of one or the other. And having that clarity and having that space of being able to own your choices, despite what the circumstances are, that is when you have reached a level of mastery. That's when you've reached the level of saying, you know what, how things fall is how they are meant to fall. And knowing that as you are continuing to put your work in and you're continuing to say, you know what, I'm showing my discipline, I'm showing my commitment, I'm showing my steadfastness, I'm showing my strength and how I can stand, I'm showing all of these things so that the coin of favor is falling on your side, right? But when you don't make those choices and you make the choice to not do the work, to not be disciplined, to walk away, to do all of these things, owning your choice and whatever your reason is, owning your choice and not saying it is because of someone else. A lot of times when people come and get readings from me, I am reading people who have gotten bad readings. And let me say this again. I'm reading people who have gotten bad readings. There is no way, let me say this very strong, there is no way that any reader can give you an absolute answer. None. Because you have the choice. You have the ability to say, I changed my mind. I'm not going to do this. So you might come to get a reading, and as bad as people show up and they're like, I just need to know what to do, it's going to depend on the choices that you make. It doesn't have anything. All I'm reading is where you are at in this moment. I'm not reading, these psychic readings and all of these things. I'm not a psychic. I don't know if that's a real modality or not. And I'm not here to say yay or nay or judge it. I know my ability and the gift that I was given is to read you right now and to help you see the duality. It is not to say, this is absolutely going to happen. Because if you show up in a different way and you choose to say, I'm going to correct this or I'm going to destroy this, whichever you choose, it comes down to your choice. But a lot of times we want someone outside of us to give us justification. We forget the God within. We forget the goddess within. We forget that there is a universal understanding of interconnectedness where we all have our own answers. See, what I do is not anything that you cannot do for yourself. I just help you remember that you can do it, right? And what are your gifts to do it? Your gift may not be to read other people, but what I do, everyone can do for themselves individually. We have just forgotten how to trust that. We have just forgotten how to trust the voice of God within ourselves. We will look to a book. We will look to a religion. We will look to a person. We will look to a prophet. We will look to a reader. We will look to everything else besides saying, I'm going to show up and I'm going to do my work and get clear enough, right? I want to get clear enough so that as I am getting in alignment and finding my spiritual understanding, I'm able to trust and to move in a way that is going to ensure I feel and I know and I'm experiencing. See, we don't want you to believe. We don't want you to have a hunch. We want you to know that who you are is greater than you've ever been. Know that who you are is greater than everybody else told you. Know that who you are can actually change the world just by changing yourself. See, the choices that you make reverberate through the entire all of us of interconnectedness. There is no such thing as operating in a silo, right? When you were talking, you have to engage. You have to engage. So if you make a choice on how you show up, it affects 5, 6. It's just like the pebble in the ocean. Those wavelengths get sent into places that you don't even understand. And when you are clear about understanding the power of your choice, you understand the power of your impact. You take responsibility for yourself. You say, I am going to move in a way that is going to be productive. Now, this doesn't mean that hardships don't come. This doesn't mean that uncomfortable moments don't come. That's not what that means. All of those moments, and I'm stressing moments, all of those moments only happen because it's our tool to get sharper. It's our opportunity to say, I'm going to get sharper. You cannot have tools that you don't use and think that you'll always know how to use them. So the universe in duality, God and the mastery of this creation, has created this dynamic divine system that ensures when you need training, when you need to use your tools to remember who you are, situations come up. And see, when we go into problems, so-called, when we go into issues, so-called, when we go into misunderstandings, knowing that it is to help you get stronger in your tools, it will change the way you make your choices and how you show up. Instead of taking it so personal, right? So personal. If you are not familiar with Don Miguel Ruiz and the Four Agreements, you need to be. One of the agreements is not taking everything so personal. Because when you can step outside of yourself and say, oh, you know what, I must need the lesson of listening. I must need the lesson of understanding. I must need the lessons of patience. I see what this is. Let me go ahead and exercise my tools. See, people only want to exercise their tools when it feels good to them. Well, that's easy. You can be kind to everybody when you're getting what you want. What about when you don't get what you want? When God is telling you, you're going to have to put some work in. You're going to have to show that you know these tools. And I'm not talking about the tools of I'm going to pray, I'm going to read, No, I'm talking about actually engaging in interconnectedness with the world around you to be in harmony and remain productive. See, we will get so caught up and the ideas of who we are to ourselves. See, this selfishness that self-help, y'all, if you have not gotten my book, Rearrangement, Why Self-Help Isn't Working for You, please do so. Please do so, because this self-help movement will have you thinking that all that matters is what you think of you. And see, remember, there is a level of mastery. Once you master yourself, and you're able to say, I'm confident. And again, remember, there's phases. So there are phases of being able to say, you know what, I'm in my selfish phase right now. But when you elevate and you continue and you move forward and you're raising your vibration and you're higher and you're higher and you're higher, what happens is you become selfless and you begin to say, I've mastered myself. Now it's time for me to be used. Now it's time for God to allow my vessel to bring forth truth, to bring forth love, to bring forth healing. See, you can't let go of yourself until you are confident you have mastered yourself, because we will get so caught up in our ego. We will get so caught up in our way, in our box. And all that does is limit you. It doesn't limit the next person, because guess what? The next person, you may have been a lesson for them to see what not to be. See, you are always in a give and take. You are always in reciprocity. You can't avoid still having to show up for people, because you show up. It's just your choice in how you show up. But you can show people say, oh, so-and-so let me down and da-da-da-da-da. They didn't let you down. No, they didn't let you down. They let you know. When you start changing your perspective of all of the issues and the problems and the way that you think, they let you know and they let you see, so that you could manifest whatever that space is that you actually need. I just had this experience, and I was sharing with my board. We're opening the performing arts school, and so we had a board meeting this Saturday, and I had some staff issues, right? I had some staff issues, and I take full responsibility for it. I did not put everybody through the hiring process, because they had been with us for so long, friendships, relationships, you know, whatever those bonds, and I didn't put everyone through the same process of getting tired, and it bit me and my bit the situation. And as hurt as I was, and I'm not going to say that I wasn't hurt, I'm not going to say that I wasn't surprised, I absolutely was. But when I took a breath and stood back and I said, you know what, I'm thankful. Thank you. No, these people didn't let me down. They let me know and they let me see the type of person that I need in these roles. And what happened is we lost two people, and I wound up getting one person who can do both things dynamically and then some. And I put that person through the hiring process. So I have not yet mastered our hiring process, but once we do, I am going to have to release and let it go and say, I trust this process so much, because it has brought us such great people, right? So my diligence, and right now the selfishness, is the hiring process has to be like this. And once I master it, once I'm able to, then I'm able to trust that process. And then I can go and say, I let this go. See, we will apply principles to things that bring us money. We will apply principles to things that bring us things, material things, things that bring us intoxication. But we skip those processes for our spirituality. We skip, as if God is not saying, I gave you these processes to work them. Are you working the processes that you know fit for you? And we get so far removed that we are no longer listening. I did a show about this a couple months ago, the importance of listening, not just to each other, to yourself. Do you hear your ego, which is a choice, or do you hear your higher self, which is a choice? And whichever choice you make manifests the outcomes, where you are at. If you're frustrated with anything in your life, it's because of your choices. If you are ecstatic about anything in your life, it's because your choices. There's always this, I have heard people say, you know, everything that is good comes from God, everything that is not good comes from me. That is not true. Because why are you viewing anything that is not good? Why are you not elevating yourself enough to say what is, quote-unquote, not good is actually a lesson?
It's actually an opportunity. God gave you that too. You think God only? You think God don't have nothing to do with your bad choices? Get out of here. Who you're not omnipresent. God is. So God is always present. You are the one who makes the choice. And see, that gift of choice comes with responsibility. That freedom of choice comes with responsibility. Are you choosing to continue to show up in the way that you've been showing up? And if you're frustrated, that's your choice. It's no one else's. And when people see that you continue to make the choice and they say, you know what, I'm going to choose differently. I don't want to engage in this. That's, you can't get frustrated. Nobody let you down. They let you know. They let you see. So remove the idea that someone has let you down. No, no, no. They've let you see and they've let you know so that you can manifest exactly what it is that you need. And I'm telling you, the quicker you do, you get to through these processes, you will be amazed at how fast you can manifest the life that you want. You will be amazed. The quicker you are able to let go and let God. And these are simple things. They are simple in saying them. But we make it complicated. What does Lauren tell us? It could all be so simple, but you rather make it hard. Because for whatever reason, we have associated hard and trouble and all of these things, we've associated this to strength. That's not strength. That's weakness. That's whackness, right? Like if you are unable to stand, that has nothing to do. That's not strength, but we will trick ourselves, right? Because we want justification. We want all of these things outside of us to give us the room to allow the excuses for us not using the tools that we know we have. But those are your choices, and you cannot give it to anybody else, let anyone else take responsibility, and that's the mastery of self. And then you let go, and I'm telling you, the sooner you get that mastered, the quicker you will see how people, that same situation, y'all, that I talked about with the staffing situation, it was literally 3 days later, we found the perfect person. That's how God moves. That's how God moves. When you say, you know what, you didn't let me down, you let me know and you let me see. So now I know what to manifest, to bring about what it is that I want in my life. If you don't want to do that, if you don't want to grow with me, fine, I accept it. And guess what? I trust the process so much that I know I'm going to be rewarded. And that is the mastery that God is waiting for us to get, knowing that people leave for people to come. Instead of trying to hold on, because that's selfishness, that's ego, that's you knowing that you are able to bring forth the life that you want. You are able to manifest the things that you think you don't, you can't. And as soon as you get that, as soon as you master that, you will be able to see how dynamic and how beautiful the God within you is, how you are able to actually move in the direction to bring forth the tools, the people, the community, the tribe, the family, the spouse that you want in your life. Breath. And release. Deep breath. And release. I am healer, I said Miriam Ali. I heal. I don't practice. I'm calling myself doctor, especially because they start killing naturopath doctors, right? So let me not call myself a doctor. Because doctor has the connotation of practicing, and I don't practice. I help you find the tools for healing, true healing, right? Using the modalities of our ancestors, being in tune with nature, and finding our spiritual energy. To give us the alignment that we choose. It's all about your choice. We are going to take
Let's do two songs and try to get some people to press one. If you are on the line and you want to get a free meaning reading, go ahead and press one. I'm going to do some promotion real quick to see if people can come on. This is my fault. Listen, this is my fault. I am not good at promotion. So for the callers, if you're on the line and you want to get a reading, go ahead and press one. But I apologize if we do not have anyone press one today, because I'm honest with myself and my choice and my choices of just being so busy. It is very hard for me to be conscious about promoting the show, and so I ask for help. And let me give a shout out to Chris, because Chris is with Tribe Ujima out of LaGrange, Georgia. I'm often in Georgia doing workshops in LaGrange, and Chris Hudson will get on me. He will be like, "Sis, did you get your flyer together? Did you put your flyer out? Did you?" And especially shows where I don't have a guest, I am so not good. When I have a guest, I'm conscious about it because I want to make sure that the guest knows I appreciate them. So just know that that is completely until I take full responsibility for that. So there is no, that's all offset. So we are going to take a quick 2-minute break, and we will be right back. Not 2 minutes, two songs. I'm sorry, two songs.
Respect on my check. Pay me in equity.
Pay me in equity.
Watch me reverse out of dick. He got a bad bitch. We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabric. I got expensive habits.
He wanna go with me. He likes to roll away. He wanna be with me.
He wanna give me that vitamin D.
Give me the ball, take a top shift. Call my girls and put them all on a spaceship. Hang one night when you say I'll make you famous.
Hey.
Have you ever seen the stage going ape shit?
Hey.
Get my money fast and go.
Finna pull up in the zoo. I'm like, keep me Rafiki, who been lying king to you? Pocket watch it like kangaroos. Tell these clowns we ain't amused. Nana clips for that monkey business. 4-5 got changed for you. Motorcades when we came through. Presidential with the planes too. Went better get you with the residential. Undefeated with the cane too. I said no to the Super Bowl. You need me, I don't need you. Every night we in the end zone. Tell the NFL we in stadiums too. Last night was a fucking zoo. Stage diving in a pool of people ran through Liverpool like a fucking beetle. Smoke Gorilla Glue like it's fucking legal. Tell the Grammys, fuck that 0 for 8 shit. Have you ever seen a crowd going 8 shit?
Get my money fast, go.
Alexander Wayne, she a thought that you claim. Can be typing my rank. Oh. And I'm popping my bitches, I'm popping. We go to the dealer and cop it off. Sipping my favorite alcohol. Got me so lit, I need Tylenol. All of my people are free, I'm on. I finna with one to see the stars. Sending the missiles off. Tricking my inhibitions off. 250 for the rich and meal. Yeah, living a feel. My body make jiggle go near. Man, my mama, my lord, my chill. Look at my jewelry, I'm lethal.
balls, take a top shift. Call my girls and put them all on a face shift. Hang one night with young, say I'll make you famous. Have you ever seen a crowd going eight? Let my money fast and go.
And we are back. Thank you, Pete. You should be coming through on them boards. Ooh, that's such a blessing. If you were on the line and you want to get a free mini reading, go ahead and press 1 and we will get you in on the line. Listen, let me say this. It is in December, it will be 9 years of me being on air. 8 or 9, I don't know. It's something. It's been a minute since I've been on the air. And if you know me, you know my speed. I do not have to be on here just to be on here talking. I can easily end the show early, get everybody else out of here, and send everybody in good vibration. I do not, let me say this again, I do not have to be just listening to myself. If it doesn't go, it's time to get off the line. It's time to get off the line. But if you do not want a reading, I'm going to close this out an hour early just because. Plus, I want you guys to be excited, super excited for next week and bringing on Sister T and being able to hear the voice behind Who Holds Us Down. I get so many compliments about people saying, you know, hey, you got the best song selection. Oh, look at them lines just popped up. We got the best song selection and we want you to, you know, you be coming in with the music. That is not me. That is all Sister Peak. So shout out to Sister. You're going to get to hear her tomorrow. So we're going to go ahead and go to the lines. I'm going to open up the line. First caller, 816, you're on the line. How may we help you?
Hi, Asha, this is Teek.
Hey, Teek, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I was scared to push 1 for a second, but like, no, I'm going to go ahead and do it because you was really speaking to me like the first hour of the show. So I was like, nope, I'm going to be brave and I'm going to go ahead and start today.
Good. Well, we're excited to have you next week. I know you hear me shouting you out, so I'm glad that you called in so people will be ready. So what is your question, or do you just want me to read you? How do you want to?
A read.
Okay. Okay, it feels like you're in a 3 to 6 month transition, and you're going to be you're changing or growing. Let's say growing. You're growing in a way that's really uncomfortable for the people around you, and your message is like, don't water your growth down to make someone else feel comfortable. So be all right if there is what people would seem to be lost. It's not going to be a loss because you're going to gain so much in how you're moving. This could be a spiritual graduation, but it feels like you're actually like graduating something, like you're ending a journey of learning that you've been on and you're ready to go to the next stage. Are you going to school or are you in school?
I'm starting school this fall. Trying to start school this fall, and if not fall, this upcoming spring.
Okay, so that's going to be a part of your graduation phase that's just surrounding you right now. There's also a lot of a life around you. This could mean you're fertile, or it could mean that you're going to be starting a new business because that's birthing too, or you're starting a new something. But it's a lot of it around you. So like from personal to business to school to like you are just in this like incubator of growth and newness that's going to happen. So keep your discipline of staying strong. It feels like almost like
people get on your nerves so bad that you kind of snap back at people, this is your test. Like your test, what you are here to master is patience. And you understand people pretty well. Like you're able to put yourself in someone else's shoes and see where they're coming from. However, your patience, when you know that people are doing things out of spite or you know that they're doing something with ill intention, you tend to want to correct and bring some type of law and say, yo, you can't move like that. And the reality is that it's their journey and you are a test for them and they are a test for you. But you're one of the things that you need to master is patience. How does that feel?
That sounds like that's absolutely correct. I think so. I've been feeling like, you know, with being confident in my decisions, but also, you know, patience is a big thing with me. I think about that a lot. And also, just the routine of being disciplined lately, I feel like I've been doing it a lot more. You know, I've been thinking about the person that I'm trying to be and want to be and everything it takes and all the sacrifices. And I've been very proud of myself lately for the same thing. I feel like I've been more disciplined and I feel like I've been transitioning and I've been losing a few people along the way, but it's been like the same thing you said though, is, you know, the person that I was and the routine that I was in wasn't good for me and I wasn't happy, so I've been trying to change and a lot of people didn't like that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
I can't stop that because I wasn't okay with the person that I was and I'm trying to be, and the person that I'm trying to be is, you know, it's going to conflict with that.
All right. Thank you for calling in. We'll see you next week on the line. And thanks for holding us down.
No problem. Thank you.
Peace. All right. We're going to go to the line. 804, you are on the line. How may I help you?
Hey, I just want a little reading.
Okay.
Hello?
Yep. Take a deep breath for me. All right. It feels like you have some options that you're making a choice for right now, and you're hesitating, obviously, because you want to make the right choice. But the choice that is the most uncomfortable is the one that you should not be making, and that's because, and it doesn't even feel like it's completely secure for you. Like it sounds good, but you're like, I want more clarity, and you're not getting that. So you need to let that choice go. But it feels like you have like four options or something. I don't know if this is a job. I don't know if this is. You have to make a choice, and you're kind of hesitating on your choice. This is also you in the past made really quick choices and not a lot of thought, and so you're being conscious about saying, you know what, everything that I go into, I'm going to look at it 360 and make sure. So you're exercising your spiritual maturity, and that's going to bring you some reward. The concern of you making the wrong choice is enough for you to look at every situation in full circle. There's some teaching that you should be doing in terms of this feels like community. This feels like it's definitely adults. Children are around, but it's adults, and like you're teaching a class or you're teaching how to do something, or even if it's bringing teachers to the community, it's something around master building of community. And you really aren't interested in like the spotlight. Like you like to be the person behind the person. You like to be the person that like making sure everything happens so that things, and that's like the advisor to the leader. You know what I mean? Like you are the high priest that folks come to for their overall advice. And yeah, this comes from, and you've always had that, but you're starting to really master it right now. And you've done it more so for other people and not really for yourself. And so a part of your mastery right now is mastering that for yourself, which is why you're not making quick decisions. You're really trying to apply the wisdom that you give to other people into your own life so that you can be leading by example in that wisdom. How's that feel?
It sounds like that's me, definitely, definitely. The first part of the reason kind of is throwing me, my choices. What choices and options could that be? I have to ponder on that one a while, but.
And this is because it's a mini reading, I don't go super deep, but it could be anything from a job to women. It could be anything.
That's what I really think, but it is women, to be honest with you. That's the only area that I'm dealing with more than one in right now, and really not dealing with them like that. Just conversating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to be women. I want it to be something a little bit more productive for me.
Hey, women are productive. Don't say that.
Huh?
We productive. Women are productive. Don't say that.
Yeah. You're right.
But I mean, it could be just making the choice, and it might be because you're not acknowledging that you need to make a choice between the women, right? So like if you do, it felt like four choices. So if you have four women that you are conversing with and you're just building with, you know what their interest is. You know that they want more. You know what I'm saying? And so you have to make the choice of, like, and so that very well could be it for, and that's hard for anybody when they have options like that, right? Because it's like, well, dang, I like this conversation. I like this. It's hard to make a hard decision. And I get it. And I'm sure that's probably what it is, if that's what resonated with you. But just know, like, you got to make that decision.
Yeah, they know. That ain't too hard, but I. Well, I must think.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you for calling. We got one more caller before we are done with the show today. So thanks for calling, brother.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. All right. And 617, you are on the line. How about I help you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm well. How are you?
Good. My name is Sheba.
Hi, Sheba. How are you?
Good. I'm calling for some words of encouragement because I need some right now.
Okay. All right. Did something just happen?
For several days, actually.
Or are you? Okay. But it feels very new. It feels very new and present. So I'm going to actually be specific for you instead of just opening. I'm going to ask specifically what your message is in this. Okay.
Okay.
Just take a breath for me. Good. All right. There was the sense of loss is here. So your message is, remember who you are. Remember that you have always manifested exactly what you need, and you have to trust that this removal or this loss, whatever this situation that happened, is making room for what is going to be coming into your life, and I know it feels, it almost feels like me saying that feels like you feel like you're portraying something, but you're really not. Like it's really about remembering how powerful you are, and it's almost like they're begging you. When I say they, the angels and the ancestors are like begging you to remember how divine you are, because you tend to forget to help someone else feel encouraged. You cannot keep pouring into other people or into other situations and not first making sure that you are full. And you have been seeking fulfillment in giving fulfillment to others, and the lesson that they want you to be selfish. They want you to say, like, you can take a time. You are in a phase where you can be selfish so that you can continue to reach your level of mastery. You were a sage in another life. And so in being a sage means that, like, you were constantly an empty vessel for people to receive and you know, an obligation for them to learn reciprocity. And you have that same... that you're not necessarily a sage in this life, but you come in this life with the same energy. And so you are forgetting that you were used for people to learn a lesson. And so when they do something harmful or ill to you, it is not you. You are still meant to be walking in an empty vessel because it's their lesson, not yours. But you see the good. You see how people can be great. You have the gift of being able to see other people's gifts. And that can, if you're not intentional about owning that gift, you can get imbalanced with being embedded in others' gifts. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally. Totally.
Okay. And so that's the lesson that they want. Yes.
The whole being selfish is very difficult for me.
That's energy
of my parenting. My parenting role also, I think, impedes me from having that selfish streak.
And that is often what mothers, what we do, right? And listen, it's all right to say, y'all leave me alone for 2 hours. Like, I need to go sit in the bath. I need to read a book. I need to drink some wine. Leave me alone. And we feel guilty about that because we have been conditioned that our being a mother means we give before we receive, even within ourselves, and that's not healthy. Our children need us well and healthy. Our children need to, and they need to learn that, especially our girls and especially our boys.
Yeah.
They need to learn that you give that space to women, and if you're a woman, take that space. You know, you earned it, you deserve it, you have the right to it. So that's the lesson in this situation for you.
Okay.
How does that feel?
It feels good. It gives me something to think about and to put things into perspective.
Good.
Oh,
this
sure.
Is good. All right.
Thank you very much.
And I hear your mothering in the back, so keep being a wonderful mom.
Yeah, she's only 2 years old, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, sis. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Before we get out, I wanted to read something very interesting. Because I am on New Evolution Radio, I am very much involved in the sovereignty that happens with the other shows, with Jonah and with Joey. And a lot of times people really don't understand, in order to get sovereignty and having your full liberation and your full freedom, there has to be this spiritual and energy connection really first. And so Joey was very intentional about who he brought on the station. And if you remember, if you were a listener of Joey's show, I would come on and do First Sundays, and we would do a Sunday show where I would do free readings and we would build on the importance of spirituality and energy. We're actually going to start First Sundays back up in July because it just is, it's a demand of making sure, like, as you're getting this sovereignty work and the more laws and all that good stuff, you want to make sure that you are clear spiritually, because it is a shift in understanding and a shift in behavior and a shift in how we engage. So I wanted to read the hierarchy of laws, and I'm going to start from the bottom up so that people can really understand, because when you understand these things, right, you are able to really see and maneuver how spirit and energy works in our systems, and we deny this. So bottom up, the bottom of the hierarchy of laws is a citizen. Citizen is a slave of the corporation to which it pledges. A citizen does not have rights. Let me say that again. A citizen does not have rights, only has privileges, which are given to it by the corporation to which it pledges. Think about that. How does that affect your spirituality and your energy? How does that impact the way that you show up? When you are claiming to be a citizen, you are saying that you are a slave to whatever the corporation is that you pledge. Now, let me stress that it is corporation in citizenship. You are pledging to a corporation. Think about the Pledge of Allegiance for America. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, of the, by it saying of the United States of America, that is letting you know grammatically that this is an entity. This is a corporation, okay? And when you're saying that you're a citizen, you do not have rights, only privileges which the corporation grants you. Okay, think about that. How does that impact you spiritually? How does that impact you energetically? How does that impact us all and how we interconnect? How does that impact the enforcers of those laws? How does it impact the designers of those laws, the system? All of those things. Okay, the next thing, the next up from citizen is police corporations and agents. Private agencies of corporations they belong to, equivalent to a private citizen. Okay, police corporations and agents. These are the private agencies of corporations they belong to, equivalent to a private citizen. These are the entities within the corporations that are private, and the corporations actually use them to uphold whatever it is. And this is equivalent to a private citizen. So you can be a private citizen and be a agency within that corporation when you and this is where you get the difference between straw man and yourself and your CPNs and all of those different things, right? Federal codes is the next. Codes which govern corporations within corporations. So your federal code. These are also your social security numbers, with C3s, all of the codes, those codes that are given to you are the corporations within the corporations, right? So for this corporation of America, United States of America Corporation, what you are getting when you are in that, you can't take this code, our federal code, and take it to another country and it's validated, right? Because those are different. How does that affect interconnectedness? How does that affect spirituality? How does that affect our energy and how we engage with people who are not of this land? Okay? I really want to show the connection of Joey and Jonah's show to Awake with Offset. A corporation, a dead, fictitious entity. Let me say that again. A dead, fictitious entity. operates under the laws of the Constitution developed by the sovereign, does not have the ability to create laws, can only create codes, statutes, and ordinances. So a corporation. Now, what's that mind trickery, right? Because we are citizens that are slaves to the corporation which it pledges. But a corporation is a dead fictitious entity, and it operates under the laws of the Constitution developed by the sovereign. Sovereign is coming up. Developed by the sovereign. And the corporation does not have the ability to create laws, can only create codes, statutes, and ordinances. So think about how, if you break down this corporation to citizen, you are already in a state of confusion if you don't understand the language, if you don't understand the energy, if you don't understand the spirit behind all of these hierarchies of the law. Constitution is the next. Laws created by a sovereign that govern a corporation created by a sovereign. Only a sovereign can create a corporation, and that corporation is dead and fictitious. And it operates under the laws of the Constitution. These are the laws that the sovereign have created, and only the sovereign have the ability to create a corporation. I hope y'all following me. Think about the spirit and energy of this. Okay, next up from Constitution is treaties. Laws made between two sovereigns that deal with a particular tract of land. If you are not familiar with the Friendship Treaty, you should be. There's a few different treaties that you should know when it comes to being a Moorish sovereign individual, right? Yes. And the languages go deep. I mean, it's even like using the word people. I mean, the language goes deep. And family, we got it. We have to get educated in this. But before you can even swallow it, you have to be spiritually and energetically ready, because it can be overwhelming when you realize how much spiritual and energy and the warfare that really is happening. And here at New Evolution Radio, we hope to empower, to give you the tangible knowledge and to balance it with the intangible. I'm the intangible part. Joey and Jonah are the tangible part. This is how they are helping people clear their debt, their court cases, all of that, because they understand the corporation, the federal codes, the citizenship, they understand all of that, the Constitution, they are using the Constitution to help them, and they are reminding folks of the treaties. Next up is sovereign. A human being. A being that is master of self. Let me say that again, master of self. Today I was talking about mastery of self, spiritually and energetically. When you get to this phase, when you get to this stage, you are able to maneuver like a sovereign and claim your sovereignty. Operates under God's laws. See, the spiritual and energy laws are God's laws. This is why reaching this is mastery. My lane on New Evolution Radio is to remind, to get us to sovereignty. I'm talking to your sovereign self. I'm not talking to you as a citizen. I'm not talking to you as a corporation, as a federal code within the Constitution, as a treaty. I'm talking to your sovereign self, your spiritual higher self, right? Has the ability to create laws and constitutions for itself and corporations that it creates. Are you creating your laws and your own self-constitution, that you're honoring living in your self-constitution? This is sovereignty. You know what? I'm going to keep on going. Next up from sovereignty is the laws of maxim, also known as God's laws. These laws come straight out of the Bible, And I'm going to go even further. These laws came straight out of Kemet, out of Nubia, out of deep, deep center Africa. Okay? And are the highest laws of the land. They are rights given by God to all beings and cannot be taken away by anyone. See, I'm speaking to your sovereign self, and I'm reminding you of the laws of Maxim, God's laws. This is I move from sovereign up. Joey and Jonah got y'all in understanding from citizens to treaties, and then they and then it's sovereignty, right? The laws of Maxim, and the highest hierarchy of the laws is universal laws. Deals with energies, main principle, whatever energy you put out must come back to you. And that's exactly what we talked about this morning. And understanding and knowing. Listen, y'all, I'm passionate. I am super, super passionate about healing, spirituality, and energy. Right under that passion is sovereignty. And if y'all, I just printed two books, too hard to find out. They don't even print these books anymore. I just printed two books on citizenship. I grew up a military brat, so I grew up having to know what it meant to be a United States citizen and the importance and all of this stuff. So when I was awakened, as Brother Bobby Hemmett opened up the show today, when I was awakened, I was a teenager, and I dove into the Constitution, dove into these treaties from our ancestors, dove into this is our land. This is not some, and all of these things, the corporation is the front. It's not even real, you know. So having all of these things, and I'm super passionate, which is why I love being on New Evolution Radio, because I know that that those things are being given to the people. So I can focus on reminding us that we are sovereign people, that we follow the laws of Maxim, God's laws, that we understand the universe of duality. See, all of these things are connected, and I intentionally formatted the show and how I present it today to be able to bring the full circle. And hopefully you are a listener of Joey's show on Sunday and Jonah's show on Friday, and you are seeing how all things are interconnected, how our shows balance each other out so well. And it's really about getting our people free. It's really about reminding us all of the God within us. I love this work, y'all. I really do. Healing, art, and educating. That's my thing. And claim it. And listen, a lot of times too, let me say this too, the messages that are on the show are being used as an empty vessel. Sometimes I got to hear that shit. Sometimes it's messages and it's stuff being said that I need to know. You know, and so don't neglect the fact that I am in classroom just like you. And the duality of that is me being able to do this work. And I'm so thankful that you have joined us. I'm so thankful that you are with us. And I cannot wait until next week when we will have Sister Teak on. And she will be blessing us with her knowledge and her information and what she has to share. I am your host, Healer Aset Miriam Ali. You are on Awake with Aset. We are here every single Monday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Central Time, 8 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 7 on the West Coast. We love you, West Coast. Thank you for waking up and being here early. I am also working on... See, I can design a flyer, but I'm not good at distributing a flyer. So I'm working on just a radio show flyer so people can join us and know which shows are coming on at what time. But I appreciate the love. I appreciate everybody being here. Thank you for the callers. Thank you for the listeners, for the people listening online, and for the people who are going to download and listen later. We thank you for the support. I am Healer Aset Miriam Ali. If you would like to get a full reading, I did many readings today, if you would like to get a full reading, you can visit me at www.healeraussetmariamali.com or just shoot me a text, 720-620-2316. Thank you for joining us. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful week, and utilize and execute everything we talked about on the show today. And I will see you next week with Sister Peak. Peace and blessings.
You're listening to Evolution Radio, where the evolution is the revolution.